Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, the cushiest job in baseball
is coaching.
It's not cushy. It'd be physically demanding, but I feel like bullpen catcher. Javier Bracamonte.
That's the Astros bullpen coach, huh?
Yeah. I feel like that would be... Now, that's physically demanding, of course.
But you got to squat
But you're kind of almost... It's almost like being a... It's almost like getting to still be a player, you know?
I think the biggest stress point for coaches, and if you're jumping in with us here and you're wondering what we're talking about, we got on a tangent of in the previous segment of what would be the cushiest coaching job out there, because we were talking about Andre Johnson and people saying he should go back and coach at the U and rescue the U and so forth, and without people realizing that going and coaching anything in college involves recruiting. Mm-hmm. First of all, let's be clear. None of the college jobs are easy jobs because you have to recruit. Recruiting would suck. Getting on a plane and trying to convince teenagers to come play for you would be just a pride smothering siege. So let's start with that. So it would be something professional. To me, what makes for the cushiest coaching jobs is when you have no responsibility for any decision making that can impact winning or losing. That's why I said first base coach, not third base coach, because third base coach I would think would be kind of stressful. You know what I mean?
Especially when you're as
in the postseason and when your
responsibility is to execute your organization's plan, which is, hey, chances of a bad throw at home plate are pretty good, so send them no matter what, then you draw a lot of ire.
Yeah.
Oh, remember, people that were not on board with that until the Astros got good.
Right.
There was some diciness there while the Astros were sending people to home, and every time they got thrown out, like, oh, Pettis is a moron. I can't believe it. Now he's a hero.
It got easier when most of his job just became dapping guys up as they were hitting home runs rounding third.
I can't even remember when Mrazek had the collision at home plate this year.
Yeah.
What were we saying about the decision to send him
third base?
I think he actually... I can't remember if you went rogue on that or
someone
not.
Someone will text us. 713-572-4610. So Jerry Jones was in town the other day for the Houston Sports Awards. We had an opportunity, Clint Sterner and I did, to sit down with him. Really enjoyed that conversation. Some of the media outlets have picked up various parts of that conversation that we had with him, which tells me that anytime Jerry Jones speaks, people are listening. One of the things that they picked up was Jerry Jones answering a question I asked of him about the rivalry between Houston and Dallas. And with the schedule possibly increasing with the next CBA to 17 games, or maybe with the league possibly down the road looking at changing the way they do the schedule, would he like to see an annual rivalry, an annual game between the Cowboys and the Texans?
I've always thought that these natural rivalries should be accentuated relative to the NFL, where they've got them, and they do have some of them. They've been engendered by the fact that they're in the same division a lot of times. But there are some others that aren't, and those make great games and make great natural, my town against your town, my city against your city. Nobody's got any more of that than Dallas and Houston, so I like the idea.
Do you think Cowboy fans agree with that last part, Seth, that nobody's got more than that? I think Houston would agree. I think the Texans and the fans here would love to play the Cowboys every year.
You said nobody has more what?
He said nobody. He basically paraphrasing, nobody's got a bigger rivalry than between Dallas and Houston.
Yeah, rivalry between Dallas and Houston. I feel like it's a rivalry that I feel like local news outlets and radio station program directors really want there to be more of a rivalry than there actually is.
Yeah,
I don't know if I think a lot of it, and sometimes this is what I underestimate. I underestimate what people have to deal with at their workplaces. Where, like, if you're working in a warehouse or you're working in an office, that when the Cowboys are doing well, how annoying it can be to have to talk to them about it. But I don't know if it would be a natural rivalry if they faced each other more often. Now, it's become more so since the Astros became are in the same league as the Rangers now.
Rivalry between the two cities.
Yeah, the rivalry between the two cities.
Yes, but I agree with
the
that.
The Astros and the Rangers being in the same league has made a big difference because now you face them regularly. And then obviously you have the Mavericks dynamic too.
Yep.
So, yeah, I suppose. I mean, it's a natural rivalry. I don't know if I think there's other cities that have bigger ones.
Yeah, well, and it's just specific to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And that's really where the question I'm posing is, Jerry talking about how fierce the rivalry is between Houston and Dallas, if we just take it to the football teams and the fan bases, I think Texan fans would love to play the Cowboys every year. I think my sense is with Cowboy fans, and I realize I'm putting words in their mouth, I'm just guessing, is that it'd be cool to play the Texans every year, but it would take a lot for the Texans rivalry to reach the level for the Cowboys of any of the three teams that they're in their division with right now. Maybe teams like Green Bay, maybe even a team like Pittsburgh in the AFC, who they faced off in the Super Bowl with a few times. I feel like if you were to ask Cowboy fans, just I'll put it real simply and then get your thoughts on it. If you ask the average Cowboy fan to list in order their biggest rivals, I don't know that you get down. Where do the Texans show up? Like ninth on that list, maybe?
I don't know. The interesting thing about Dallas is that they seem to be consumed with explaining, like unprovoked, they need to be sure that we know that they don't think about us that much.
Yes.
There gets very much a feel of like a woman who's going to show her ex-boyfriend just how much she's over him by going out with some guy and like trying to flaunt it in front of him. And meanwhile, the ex-boyfriend's like, all right, cool, whatever. And she's saying, you see, you can't have this.
Right.
And the guy's like, all right. Like, I feel like we in Houston are kind of like, all right, I guess I don't get to have your high STD rate and your teased up hair like it's still 1989 and wearing weird, gaudy jewelry and everything.
Thank you very much.
I understand. Yeah. I guess, I can't afford turquoise.
Same thing. Great.
Whatever.
Yep.
So I think they are perhaps more, they're more consumed with Houston than they want to admit. They have some weird haughtiness about it where they have to act like they don't care.
Do you think there's any element to a potential Cowboys-Texans game? And look, we know this is not happening anytime soon, but it is fun to think about. Where if they added a 17th game to the schedule, and that became for some of the teams, that became the rivalry game.
Yeah.
I realize it's hard to have a rivalry for all 32 teams. Like, who is Arizona's rival, right? Like, you know, but it's easy to do in LA with two teams there. It's easy to do in Texas with two teams here. It's easy to do with Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh. It's easy to do, I think, in some area. Maybe you could get half the teams in the league, you could get involved in some sort of rivalry game, and it would stand up.
Over time, it gets stronger.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going with this, Seth. If there were a Texans and Cowboys game each year, is there a potential for that game to become kind of what it's like in college with these games where, hey, we had an okay year, it didn't live up to expectations, but damn, we beat the Cowboys again. We've beaten them four straight years.
Right.
Is there any potential for that in the NFL like there is in college, do you think?
I think it would be a really, really good idea. I just don't see anybody ever changing the structure of the way things work right now.
And it's very clean.
No, but it is interesting because the NFL does with its scheduling. It's all set up to try to kind of normalize it because you have to – every year people think that somehow the Patriots are getting an easier schedule and it's conspiracy or something. It's all set in stone.
Formulaic.
The way it's going to work, there's a formula and it's all based on which divisions you're playing that year and which win-loss record you're playing. But it's not actually set up to equalize things as much as you might think.
Right.
And it's even less so now that teams fluctuate so much from year to year.
Yeah.
So I think the argument that you have to try to maintain competitive balance, I don't think that holds as much water as it used to.
Yeah.
So like there will be some, but think about this though. Like what if you're the team that gets to face the Bills for these last 20 years? Like you have an extra game against the Bills for the last 20 years. Well, you could argue that has been the New England Patriots.
Yeah,
they already have it.
That's what people argue. Like they have such an easy schedule. Yeah, it's because they play in a crap division.
Yeah,
they play six games against the dregs every year.
It's one of those things like you try so hard to prevent something from happening that's already happening.
Yeah.
So you can't have that yearly rivalry because then the schedules won't be fair. Well, the schedules they're not fair to begin with.
Yeah. This is what I would do. If they went to a 17th game, if they added a 17th game, I would just leave the rest of the schedule at the 16 games that already exist. I would leave that formula as is. For the 17th game, I would take the teams that are able to have a natural rival. Let's pretend that 18 of the teams have a natural rival.
Okay,
you can schedule a natural rival for about half the league. I would schedule that rivalry every year, and then the other 16 or 14 teams that are left over, just randomly cycle. It's, you know, this year we're playing this team, this year we're playing that team. Don't try to create artificial rivalries.
Does it matter, but does it change the fact that you'd be facing inter-conference foe?
No, it'd have to be between conferences. So in other
words, it'd have to be AFC versus NFC?
Yes, because you're already, theoretically, you're probably in the division with them playing them twice already. Yeah.
So, but then there might be, so there would be every 4 years you'd play the Cowboys twice.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, that's the way it would work out if it was the 17th game.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, obviously, I haven't thought this all the way through.
I'm for it. As one of our listeners points out, that the Cowboys already have three really super strong rivalries because it's the NFC East. The NFC East is simply, whether you love them or hate them, for that reason, that's why it's one of the best conferences in football.
It would take the Texans 10 years to crack the level of those rivalries.
Those rivalries are just so intense and longstanding, and each team has had their championship moments and eras. Some more than others. Sorry, Jonesy. But, those other three teams have had really, really great, outstanding histories of winning championships, unlike the Eagles.
Jonesy, remind him who the most recent NFC East team is to win a championship.
How many total do you have?
Well, we have the NFL championship in 1960 as well.
Oh, but no, I'm talking about Super Bowl championship.
Seth,
we
have one.
You have one, right? We're
talking in the era of color television.
The Redskins have had a dynasty. The Giants have won four. What's that? Yeah. So it's
Cowboys have had multiple dynasties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Not this century.
No. Yeah. Not this century.
Yeah.
But Jerry Jones promises that it's coming soon.
Does it surprise any Cowboys fans at all that Romo had a blistering start as an awesome commentator, but then this year kind of lost his passion?
Probably not.
Does it surprise anybody that Romo in the playoffs this year especially was just not that good?
It's a metaphor for something.
Romo has great promise, but this year in the playoffs, he was an extreme disappointment.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.